At the tone, the time will be 6:18:10. At the tone, the time will be 6:18:20.
Okay, I would say this, that if I really felt that there was something going wrong over there, I'll be the first one who want to be there to see it. Mm-hmm. And I'll have to see it for myself. Mm-hmm. Because I know that people can lie, and I know that people are lying, mm-hmm. and there will probably be more lies. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe it. Mm-hmm. And so that was the reason the simple reason that I didn't plan to rush. Mm-hmm. Plus, I know Mother well enough to know that she's not going to let anybody take advantage of her. Mm-hmm. And I would be more worried about her and Saola than I would be about the children, because they're young, and even if they are being mistreated, which I don't believe, I would say that they could take it better than an older person. Mm-hmm. And remember, I was a member of that temple several years before the children went over, before Mother went over. And I have not seen anything that I did not feel that was good and right, and I understood it. And I feel that the eyes of the world are on Jonestown, Guyana.
Yeah, that's right.
And even if they wanted to do anything, they would be afraid to do anything. Mm-hmm. I understand we've been in quite a few papers and news, and people have said things, but I know that Joanne Jadis and Joyce, as I said before, they're very, very special to me. And if there's any doubt in my mind, I definitely would be there.
Yeah, well, you know, like you say, you certainly can't believe everything you hear and not read. At the same time, you certainly can't discount everything you read. I mean, like you say, you know, you take a look at it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it is usually what people usually do, they usually mix some falsehood with truth, you know. Nothing is hardly ever completely false, nor is anything very often completely true, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like if somebody ever says, well, she thinks she's cute, you know, mm-hmm. and in all probability, she's a nice-looking person. He thinks he's handsome, or he thinks he's got good hair. You understand what I'm saying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She thinks she's smart. And usually there's some truth in it, and at the same time, quite often it's blown out of proportion, you know.
Well, I do say that we're a little different, and some of the things that we do are not too popular with many people in many ways. And we've gone out on the limb in many instances, even in the case where Tommy was concerned. You know, and I'm grateful for that. You know, I'm not saying that Tommy has, you know, get the rest of his life, nor the rest of us pay for the rest of our lives, you know, but I am grateful. And I do know what Jim did. I do know that for sure fact. And I may be even more grateful when I went and I visited Gene there in prison, you know, that my son is not behind, you know, a wire fence. But, and I know that Tommy was involved in a life of drugs. Now he's living a very, very good life.
Yeah,
you know?
That's good.
So, but I still feel, like I said before, I personally, and even though I believe with all my heart, mind, soul, and body, I personally believe that there's nothing wrong going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
But I would never let my children go to some place where I would not go myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I do plan to go. I did not want to hurry and go because of my feet.
Yeah.
I've been through the surgery. This is the second time. I'm already having trouble with one of my toes.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not want to go until I felt that all was well.
Right. I blame you for that.
But I sometimes feel that maybe it would be better if I just, you know, try to pack and leave now. That's the point I reached, you
mm-hmm.
know, here recently, and I said, well, I will talk with the doctor on Tuesday and see what he says, and hopefully I'm not taking too big of a chance on,
Yeah, it's just, you know, from all I've heard, not all I've heard, but I mean, you know, from letters and so forth, it certainly seems to be a nice place, you know, and from the brochure that he gave us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And although I have been overseas, and there is no place that I know of, and I haven't been everywhere. That's one place I haven't been either, you know. But there is no place with all the faults that are in this country. With the standards of living, when I talk about, adequate heating and sewers, and there is no place like some of the people who've been entirely different from your religious group. I mean, some people who, you know, militant people, even you've known some of them, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they'll sit away with this country, and they'll pack their bags and gone off. Newton, I think, was one of them, and they all left this place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they come back here, and from the places I've been overseas, and you were in Germany, you know,
mm-hmm.
and there isn't just no place that I know of, personally, that's like this place, you know, with all of its violence and all of its prejudice and so forth. And we're all little creatures here on Earth, just all of us looking for happiness, and some are going this way and that way, and who's to say who's right and who's wrong, you know?
That's true.
And I think sometimes I feel like, you know, like there's a group of, like God has many, many people here on Earth, and there's a seeking in all of our hearts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I may have said this before, but this is how I've often felt, and I'm not positively sure that even of the Baptist religion, of the Methodist, or the Catholic, or you name it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're all seeking. Some people are going into this meditation thing, and it's just a variety of things. But I think as long as we can kind of stay together and at the same time enjoy the freedom of religion that this country does offer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're all right.
Well, like I said before, I have feelings, you know, and the children have certain feelings, and none of us feel the same way, even though we may all be part of the same group,
mm-hmm.
and we may all be part of the same family, you know. All our feelings are different because they're based on different experiences, et cetera, that we've had, and stem from early childhood and up through marriage, and et cetera. But I would like to feel that the children are intelligent enough to make some choices.
Right.
And I would want to give them that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've made my choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I also know that somehow or another, and I'm grateful to God for this, that my children are very, very bright children.
Mm-hmm.
And they've, even before they left here, they were on the honor roll in school, so you can't say this is set up, you know, just giving them good grades.
Mm-hmm.
Janice has been tested with a very, very high IQ. She's considered a gifted child,
mm-hmm.
and I found out a lot about gifted children from working with them, and extremely ready from working with her. Janice has a mind of her own,
mm-hmm.
and she's always had it. And I would lose Janice before I could change her.
Right.
So I have to let them be and explore on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And if they should find that they have made a mistake, then we're still together.
Right.
But I would never be able to pressure those children.
Oh, no, of course not. No, it's better that everybody... the thing that's important, though, is the self-pride. You can take a drunk or an alcoholic. If he continues to say, well, I don't have a problem, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm doing is 100% correct. He will never, or even a person who's overweight, you know?
Yeah.
But if when you say, well, you know, maybe my weight has a bearing on my health, but at least, you know, I'm going with an objective, open mind,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to call a spade, and this and that, you know what I mean, with
mm-hmm.
clear logic, you know.
Yes.
And quite often people, well, I've been doing it this long, I'm not going to change. I'm not going to acknowledge my mistake or this or that. And that's when it's bad, you know.
Yes, I agree.
But as you said, when people let them make up their own minds, if they do find that they might like something else better, different, when they feel like it's important. It's important that they'll be able to face it when they do discover it.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said before, I think I was an odd creature from the very beginning. I look back at my life now, and that's one of the reasons I want to leave, because I feel so like a misplaced person, and I don't want to cause any, you know, disharmony, and I don't want to cause any pain, not, you know, cause other people to suffer because, you know, my being different. But I read those children, and I spent a lot of time with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember when Tom and I first separated, and I said then that they had lost Dad, and I was determined that they would not lose their mom, so I spent a lot of time with them, and a lot of things I did before we separated that he didn't, you know, see eye to eye with me on, you know, but I did believe in. I said if I could not give them clothes or food, you know, a lot of other things, they would always know that I cared deeply for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I did used to say a lot something to them that I still don't take it back. I said, remember, regardless to how much I love you, there's somebody who loves you much more than I do,
mm-hmm.
and that's God.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent a lot of time talking to those children, and sometimes I used to look back and I said, well, maybe I'm the cause of them being the way that they are, because I did spend a lot of time talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they grew up pretty fast.
Yeah,
and they
very,
had minds of their own.
Very, very bright children, yeah.
And I can remember when Jesse wrote me a letter and I cried just this last year. I don't know if I still have a letter now or not, but she said, you've been mommy too long. Allow me to make mistakes, because this is the only way that I can grow
mm-hmm.
and find out what I'm wrong. And I then wondered, had I spent too much time, you know, in being with them, because all of a sudden I found that I was alone. You know, I had nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a painful thing when you get to the point where you realize that your children don't really need you.
Yeah.
And then there's joy, too. I'll let you say that in a minute, but when I think about it, that if I should die, you know, I know that those children could survive.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope to see them grow up, you know, I hope to be a grandmother and everything. And then sometimes I hate going where they are, because I don't want to interfere with their lives. And I have a tendency to sometimes say, you know, still want to treat them as children, and they don't want to be treated as children. I have to laugh when I got a letter from Joanne yesterday saying, Dear Clara, they think of me as their mom, as they used to call me, the mommy dad. And in their hearts, they really do. But I've also let them know that I'm their friend. And we've had many discussions where they have disagreed with me in instances, and I have permitted them that, because I felt that they had a right to. They don't have to agree with me always because I'm their mother.
Yeah, no, I know that she referred to mother as Eloise.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's all personal opinion, and they're your children. And many times, like even especially in the military, and having spent a number of years, and you're military oriented too,
mm-hmm.
That, you know, soldiers taught to say sir, you know, and
mm-hmm.
it is through training and some things that you've long done in your childhood, like getting up, leaving your bed unmade and so forth, you know, and then with this indoctrination, you're taught to do away with certain things and to add certain things, you know. In many cases in the military, it's only for a short duration, you know. So it depends on what the value is. Are some things worth giving up? Are there some things are worth giving up, you know? So those who are concerned have to make these decisions.
That's the truth.
I have my own ideas about giving up some things. I guess I'm kind of traditional in my way of thinking and so forth. And there's some things that I personally don't think that are worth giving up, you know. especially when I look at the value of it, in some cases, the thing may be really relevant, you know. I mean, it's not important for me to say yes, sir. I'll probably get the same result if I just say yes, you know.
Sure.
But my preference would be to say yes, sir, mm-hmm. in many cases, or yes, ma'am, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was taught that from childhood, so why should I give that up unless it meant for my betterment of my life, you understand mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So, I don't know, there are a lot of things to be weighed. So, anyway, I when you do decide, I hope you have a nice trip. Our purpose, of course, would have been, and if they could have come back and y'all could have gone back over together and so forth, you know.
Well, I really don't have that much money. Mm-hmm. I really can't because, you know, it's not that cheap coming and going, and mm-hmm. I still don't know what's gonna be the outcome for the hospital bills mm-hmm. because I think it will total really way up to about $10,000
mm-hmm.
for just the foot surgery.
Yeah. I think that a true test, of course, would be for as to how somebody likes the Sydney area. Like there are many people who come here to California, you know,
mm-hmm.
and say, well, I'm going to move back to Texas. So they move back to Texas, and 9 out of 10 of them end, I mean, this is statistics, you know, really.
Mm-hmm.
For people I've known, you may know some of them too, 9 out of 10 of them end up coming back out here.
Yeah, I know they did.
Yeah, for some reason, once you leave Texas, it's hard to come back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's healthy in many cases to give it a try. In the back of my mind, I'd like to spend at least 6 months in Texas a year, you know, I've ever retired to see how I like this, you know, spend the other part out here, and eventually, whichever one outweighs the other, probably whatever I would want to stay, you know. But what I'm saying is, if they ever came back here just for a vacation, you know,
mm-hmm.
Where they could really get a good look at it in open air and complete freedom to decide what it is that they like. And whenever a person does something the second time, you can more or less rest assured that this was that person's decision.
Well, I certainly hope that they do plan to come back at some time or another. I would hate to even think of the possibility of them never coming back.
Mm-hmm.
At the time that Tommy left, of course, I said that was, you know, because I was very emotional about the whole setup, and I said, you know, at least I knew that he was in the streets here, and they are impressed with, you know, the nonviolence there.
Yeah. I'm not, you know, I think I no one has ever said to me directly, but I think I speak pretty much the sentiment of a lot of people, and when I say that I'm not 100% sure in my mind, and I don't say this offensively either, 100% in my mind that there's total freedom, you know, by that I mean that for total freedom of expression, of travel and so forth. I have no idea what the land is like, you know.
Well, I haven't either, because I can't say, because I've not been there.
Uh-huh.
And the only way that I can determine that is to go there myself.
Uh-huh.
I can't take anybody's word, because
right.
like I said before, one person may say one thing, one person may say another. And freedom may mean one thing to one person, it may mean another thing to another person.
Right.
So the only thing that I can possibly do is go and see for myself. And then what I may be impressed with, another person may not even want.
Uh-huh.
And then I might want something for a while, and then after a while I may not want it.
Uh-huh.
But I know that the doors are open, and people have come back from over there.
Yeah.
Sure. And if there are other people who want to come back, I'm sure that they can. And but I have not talked to my children about coming back, because they just got there.
Right.
And every letter that they've written, they've talked about how happy they are
mm-hmm.
and how they want me to come with them. When we talked about the possibility of them going, I made a mistake of letting Joanne hear me cry one day. It was early in the morning, and because I knew how badly they wanted to go. And she said, "Mommy, I won't go. I'll stay with you."
Uh-huh.
And I said, "No. No, I won't let you do it."
Uh-huh.
And many times I have wished that they were here, you know,
uh-huh.
because I've missed them.
Yeah.
But I still won't say come back because of me.
Right. You know, and I think that's very important, you know, in my mind. And I'm somewhat remote. My feelings and emotions are remote from yours because they're your children, you know. But it's just like when I came to California on my own, not on my own, but I mean as a youngster, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got here, I liked it, you know,
mm-hmm.
well enough. And I think, I did go back home for a while, and I came back out
here.
Yeah,
I remember.
So, I mean, which was plenty evidence in my mind that this is what I wanted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been, and it's good that you aren't, this thought perhaps never occurred to you like it has. Or some of the others who are not so familiar with your program, your church program, you know. But the thought, I think, is kind of in the minds of many people. Do people really have the option? Or is there some editing of correspondence? I mean, is that freedom really there? And if it's there, whatever an individual, and I say this with really real meaning, or whatever a person wants. I mean, they have that right, you know, to be where they want and do what they want, providing that the freedom is really, really, really there, you know.
Well, I can say this, that everybody who's written back has said how much they enjoyed.
Yeah, all the letters that I've seen.
And as I'm saying, it's something that is almost unbelievable to me, too, even though I have some of the things that happened at People's Temple Church have seemed unbelievable to me until I saw them for myself, and I pushed some things a long time,
mm-hmm.
even after I became a member, because it seemed too good to be true. So I can say the same thing about being over there. The letters are fantastic. I don't know what it is, because I've not been there.
Right.
They do seem absolutely fantastic. One thing could be that the young people especially are enjoying building a city of their own, you know, really taking an active part in sort of like, you know, pioneering. You
right,
know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I have said, and I've thought about that, and plus young people like to grow through things, and I know this is one thing the children talk a lot about, you know, is the garden. And I can remember when Tommy wanted a paper route, and I couldn't go out with him, and of course Tom and I were separated, and he tried so hard to have a paper route, and you know how it was, because you've had one, people wouldn't pay, and he was so discouraged, and many times my son wanted to work, and I couldn't go out there and help him. So this is the first chance that Tommy has had to really work, and he enjoys it.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be the person who, you know, caused them to be unhappy.
No, of course not.
And I can remember one time Tommy wanted a flower shirt, and this shirt was sold at the Bay Company, and it cost about $18 or something.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't see why Tommy wanted that shirt. But I remember I went and I sat down. I almost had to get on my knees to pray. And I sat down and I said, "God, now I don't understand why this child wants this shirt. But if this is something, you know, because I know there's quite a few different years difference in our ages.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things that I would want, he would not want, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Help me to make the right decision."
Right.
About this, I went and bought Tommy that shirt. He wore it, and he was happy. And he finally passed through that stage.
Right.
And now you can hardly put anything decent on, period.
Uh-huh.
But I had to let Tommy go through that stage.
Right.
And it hasn't been easy for me. Like I said before, the day that I was crying so He thought I was crying because he dropped an iron. I was crying because I was tired. It has not been an easy job being mother and father. And possibly, and I'm sure, I have made many mistakes. And as I told Janice, when we had a hard, hard talk and I almost lost my daughter this year, I said, Janice, I was not a mother before I had Tommy, you know. And if I made mistakes with you guys, it was because I did not know.
Right, everybody still can make mistakes.
And I still might be making one. But I do know at this time, my children want to be in Guyana.
Mm-hmm.
And at this time, I support them being in Guyana.
Mm-hmm.
And if I should go there and I should see something that I think that is not right, then I should talk to them about this.
Mm-hmm.
But if they should choose to stay, then that's their lives. Because I'll still come back home.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I told him when he was a little younger, when Tommy's 21 years of age now, I told him at one time, Tommy, there are some decisions you and I will make together. There are some times when you will make the decision alone. I won't even interfere.
Right.
And there are some times when I am going to put my foot down, and that's going to be it.
Mm-hmm.
And there were times we did. But we've always managed to be able to talk.
Yeah, well, that's important, you know. And that communication, as a matter of fact, whenever that land is developed, and I guess it would take time, I guess one of the paramount things that needs to be done is to establish some kind of communication line.
Yeah, this is what we're working on. It's just the weather condition right now.
Because you can go to Russia or anywhere, you can send a telegram, put in a long-distance call. I called from Korea. I mean, Japan, I can go out several times.
Yeah, I called from Germany, too.
Yeah.
That's one of the things we definitely have to work on. We definitely realize that because it is causing a lot of problems and where people would, you know, if you could just hear a person's voice and I think it would clear up a whole lot of things. So that's definitely one of the things I can see and a lot of us have noticed that there is definitely going to have to be cleared up. They're trying to work on a procedure now,
mm-hmm.
but it's just difficult to get through, especially during this rainy season or certain times of the year.
Well,
now, they got through perfectly well yesterday for some
people. You have to rely on radio,
mm-hmm.
you know. I mean,
but for the time being, this is what we have, though.
Yeah.
But now, in Georgetown, there is a telephone. I don't know the telephone number, but most of them are not in Georgetown. Some people are in Georgetown and some are in Jonestown.
Mm-hmm.
And now, from Georgetown to Jonestown, I don't know what the setup is. But I do remember talking to Tommy when I was on 2nd Avenue. The radio person we had then knew how to do that type of a patch. And I understand that a telephone call was made down yesterday, and I think they were able to get through clear. But the persons who were supposed to do the talking weren't there. So it's just, you know, they had hoped to talk the day before. And the day before they couldn't get through, but they were able to get through yesterday.
Yeah.
So those are things that we're definitely working on. But the lawyer, and I guess you would say, well, he isn't, you know, he is for us on our side, so certainly he would defend anything. But he has said that any, you know, body who wants to go, a tour can be arranged. Lieutenant Governor Dimery has been there, and other people have traveled there, and Charles Gary, the name of the lawyer in San Francisco, if anybody has questions, they may, you know, go and see or call him and ask him, and they are preparing a documentary, I can't even talk, trying to show some of the things. Now, there was a film made, but they felt that it wasn't good enough, you know, because it wasn't too clear, and so we're calling a group of professional people in to, you know, to make films, to show the place. Because I can imagine, you know, if I wasn't in there, And if it was you in there, I would be just as curious and concerned as you are about us being in there. I can understand that.
Yeah. Basically, life, I guess it is, although I've seen quite a contrast, like, between career and here, where they had their honey buckets and, you know, outdoor toilets and food sitting out in the street with flies all on, you know, stands, food stands and vegetable stands, you know. But basically, life offers the same thing. I mean, it's a struggle, you know, and it's few happy moments, and I guess majority of them, you know, you think, well, everything is just fine, you're feeling good, and the next day you got a headache, everything's going fine, and the next day you're saddened by something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, there is no escape from it, you know? Sometimes we'll take off and go to Vegas, and when we got back in Vegas, we were relaxed, and our self-car was stolen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we covered that, the next thing, I mean, this is, seemed to be routine, no matter where it is that you go or do, you know. There are some places a few, degree or two better than others, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And, it just seems to be in life for the short time that it is. And, 60 years old, or 103, no matter what it is, it's just a lot of misery, you know.
It's true, I agree with you.
Yeah. Seemingly more misery than happiness. Life is worth living, of course, but we're all looking for something, and I think it's just in the human mind, the being, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The guy climbed the highest mountain, and he looks for another one. He gets to the moon, and he wants to go to Mars. And, a seeking thing, you know.
Yeah.
So then, of course, sometimes it's better to kind of become a little complacent. Well, there might be something greener on the other side, but you know, maybe this suffice until it's over.
Well, I can understand where you're coming from. As I said before, people are different, and
yep.
This is what I have to allow for, is the difference in each one of my
right.
children.
I would hope that everybody understand that, you know, there are other families over there too, and of course, I would certainly hope that everybody concerned is totally the, I mean, it's really bad choice, you know. You know, once you get in the army, there are people who sign up for 3 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And once you sign that dotted line, you're in there. And you learn your social security, I mean, your serial number and your code of conduct, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got 3 years to do.
What do you want to do on that?
Right, and I'll never forget when I, the reason I went in the Air Force was I used to be around 12 feet there, and I saw all those guys come in there, and they were drinking and married and had a lot of girls and people bootlegging cabs, and this is World War II, you know. I was a youngster.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, these soldiers are little living, not knowing that, not knowing that they were different guys come in, because usually, you know, when I got in, you spend all your money one weekend, it'd be another month before you get paid again.
Uh-huh.
But these are different people coming in. They all look alike to me, you know.
Uh-huh.
So once you went in for that hitch, you were there, you know, and you were pretty much governed by what was there, you know.
Yeah.
So the only thing is, you know, that I was certainly hoping that everybody have no reason to really think that they aren't, you know.
Of course, but I can understand your concern, and I appreciate that, you know, because it makes me feel better knowing that that you are concerned about what happens to us, you know, because there's no need to cut off any, you know, communication and feelings for one another, because one of us may live in one country or continent, and another may live in another, and because the world is growing small each day, it's always, you know, you can travel. I checked when I was in Houston, and you can leave Houston in the morning around 9 something and be in Guyana around 2, you know,
uh-huh.
if you can get reservations.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know that. Those are some of the things I should have checked out before I left, but I had so many things on my mind, I did not do that,
uh-huh.
you see. And it only costs $199 with food one way.
Uh-huh.
Arlene and I sat down and looked at a map, and she scaled it out. She said, well, I've almost been to Guyana already.
Uh-huh.
And she said, no, it's no 14,000 miles. It's way it's set. She said, it's not that far. She said, it's right here. She said, I've been here. And she showed me a point on the map where she had been, and she was just a short distance from where they were, where they are, rather.
Uh-huh.
So as I said before, I have to, this is just a part of my personality, I have to let the children be.
Uh-huh.
I cannot. I won't even do that with Tom. I see Thomas a lot. But I don't want to even interfere with his life.
Uh-huh.
Regardless to what decisions he makes, he must be satisfied with the decisions he makes.
That's true.
And I find that sometimes that you can go to a person at one of their weak moments and influence them.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to be guilty of that.
No. I think, by March, whenever it is, this even gives more time, you know, somebody might have company, do you?
No, it's TV.
Yeah. This even gives you more time to discount some of the things that people are saying, and I mean, you know, and so forth. But if it's kind of like your feet, you know, and that's maybe being too cautious about things, you know, I said, well, have one foot operated only at a time, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it worked out to your advantage that you went ahead and had the other one done at the same time, I suppose, you know. So by the same token, I'm might be over cautious about a lot of things, you know, but
well, I tell you what, I appreciate it because I said before, these are the sorts of things that keep us going right when we know that people are watching us. But Gene told me that when he was in prison. He said, you know, I appreciate you coming, and I'm on this, you know, letter writing list now, dissertation also.
Uh-huh.
He said, because once they get you in here, they can do almost anything to you.
Yeah.
Especially if they think that there's nobody out there who gives a damn. But I feel that all is well, and knowing Mother, she won't let nobody take too much advantage of her.
So once you get over there, that'll be the last. In other words, what I'm saying, I mean,
what do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, once you go, that could be the last means of communications. There must be a better way. What I'm trying to say is that once you're there, and if there were anything, restrictions and so forth, that would be the end of it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Get your passports ready so that you can come and see me.
No.
And you're afraid of falling in the well, too. Oh, it's not that bad.
I have no reason to really think that. it's just like a mother, and it's only natural. I mean,
yeah, I can understand.
There are many mothers who have gone into a fire, brooding room, you know.
You have to save their children.
Right, and it's the instinct, you know. And logically, if the mother had time to think logically before going in, you know, she said, well, I have two other children here. I still have some portions of a family left, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll try some other method to have them mm-hmm. stay in the room without ending it myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but
well, we'll see. His brother told me, he said, I would think less of you for sure if you didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
He said, because, you know, your children are gone, and if you never went to go and see yourself, he said, I would think even less of you. But even then, you know, when I write back, people may say, well, you know, she's just falling in line with the rest of them and there's nothing to it. And I can't convince people, you know, and I can't even convince people of what I've seen in here, you know, here already, what has been done for my life as a person. And I've gotten to the place where I'll even try to explain it or express it anymore. I just... I've been a little quiet about the deal. I said, well, maybe sometimes it takes time, and when people see for themselves, in this case, I think this is what it's going to have to be. It'll have to hit the front lines of some paper, be on the news or something, and then people might begin to believe a little bit of good about what's going on.
You know, another thing, too, he was out getting into psychology because I don't even know any, but it just occurred to me, too, you know, if people are pretty well happy, you know, and as I said before, nobody's 100% happy, I don't suppose, but if people are pretty well happy with their state, you know, what is, no matter what their state is, now personally, I don't think in myself, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things I don't have, never will have, but I don't think there's anything worth aspiring for beyond what I already know about. In other words, what I'm saying is, like, my mom lived 103 years old, 103
mm-hmm.
plus.
Yes.
And Papa and Daddy and my dad was in third grade, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people who I've known. I
don't... He went farther than that. He went farther than third grade.
Yeah, I thought I remember anything with the third
no,
grade.
No, definitely not.
He had, he was self-made in education, self-educated, but I think he told me he went to third grade.
No, I think it was around the eighth or something
yeah,
like that.
Mother went to about the eighth, I think. Well, I think Dad was about third. You know, I mean, they had the crops and things to pick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, they, did just as well as the white man did here, you know, in some cases better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We had plenty of food, we never went hungry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, I personally, even if there is something a lot better, I don't feel that it would be that much better, you understand what I'm saying? So, if a person is happy living in a one-bedroom house, he'll probably stay there the rest of his life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if he thinks, well, there's something better than this, you know, a lot better than this, then he won't be satisfied until he goes to something better. And I think the rest of us, and a lot of us, are just pretty well accepted the things the way they are, and they might miss out on something that gets better.
Actually, I read a book called Jonathan Seagull, and it's very short.
Jonathan what?
Seagull. Seagull. And it told him from the very beginning he was different from the other seagulls. He was restless, and it was a lot different. And I think this is the way it is with some people. And sometimes we don't even know ourselves why we are different. But there are people who are different and who want a little bit more out of life. Some of them want to give a little bit more
mm-hmm.
of themselves to life. So I just have to, as I said before, we just have to wait and see what happens.
Right.
In the meantime, you know, I would love to keep contact with my family. I'm not saying that I want to give my family up at all. And by Joanne writing, that showed a gesture on her part. She might have said some of the things that, you know, that we wanted to hear, et cetera. But she did show concern. And for a teenager to sit there and write.
Very nice letter, yeah.
When she could have been doing something else.
Yeah, it was a very nice letter.
And they have always wanted to feel close. And even Tommy, you know, when he used to write, he did something writes now. He has written, you know, letters. And Joanne writes Uncle Wade and Mabel, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was beautiful on her part because there was some time that she could have been doing something else.
Right, I really appreciate it, too.
Mm-hmm. And I think what we need to do is just keep up the communication if we can.
Mm, that's important, yeah.
The fact that we don't always agree is no reason for us to not, you know, still be together
mm-hmm.
in other ways.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing that would hurt me very deeply, because I disagree with someone that, you know, we had to stop seeing each other. I see Tom quite frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And when, you know, not even together, we're separated. It's been separated for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I get along with him very well.
Yeah, well, that's important.
Because I permit him to be him, and he permits me to be me.
Right.
And we have respect for each other. You know, so as I'm saying, just because we couldn't stay married didn't mean that we had to raise hell with each other. And, you know, so this is what I have to say about us, you know, maybe this is the way it was meant to be in the very beginning. I don't know. But for the time being, I don't want to cause anyone any discomfort. I don't want to be hurt anymore about the decisions that, you know, mother has made and the children have made. And rather than being in someone's way, I just said, well, I don't want to rush out with my feet really hurting too badly, but I would talk to the doctor on Tuesday and ask him about how soon. And then I've been trying to figure out how I can get out so quickly, but it would be a very, very difficult job because I've been in bed all afternoon, you know, with my feet elevated because there's a lot of swelling here.
Yeah.
And I really don't want to go until I'm, you know, the doctor says it's all well.
Yeah. Well, I think that communication is very important because, you know, when I go to, if I was going to Las Vegas, I tell you, just as you said last time, I thought that you were going to go. You might give them fish for, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, that kind of thing is good because we've always been able to talk, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Bill going up to Arizona, he usually said, well, we're going to die in Arizona for the weekend. And if we're born, we usually say that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been nice if Mother had, you know, because nobody couldn't have said you're not going or nothing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, see, because some of these things are some things are damaging.
I agree with you.
And you still could come up with the same result. There might be some discussion, and I've never I've discussed a lot of things with Mother and other people, but I've never discussed them to the point of argument, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And